Jay McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. Relentless airstrikes against the rebel-held sections of the divided Syrian city of Aleppo continuing today. At least 30 dead so far. Syrian government announced a renewed offensive on the city after U.S. and Russia failed to salvage a ceasefire that had diffused hostilities for nearly a week. Aleppo is Syria's second-largest city, and it's been divided among government troops, rebel militias, Islamic extremists, and Kurdish fighters since 2012. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif says he believes Saudi Arabia could be part of the solution in Syria. He spoke before the Council on Foreign Relations in New York.
There cannot be a deal in our region based on the exclusion of one of the important parties. And I believe Saudi Arabia is an extremely important partner, hopefully, in this region.
Zarif also said any rift between Iran and Russia over how to proceed in Syria is overblown. Authorities in Iraq are saying an attack on a security checkpoint in Salahuddin province has killed at least 12 people. Officials say at least 23 others wounded in a suicide car bombing this morning. There's been no claim of responsibility for that bombing, but Islamic State has claimed multiple similar attacks. President Obama has vetoed legislation that would have allowed families of September 11 terror attack victims to sue Saudi Arabia for its alleged ties to the hijackers involved in those crimes 15 years ago. Congress could override the president's action, with many saying it is likely. This is VOA News. Pope Francis scheduled to meet today with 180 grieving relatives and survivors of the deadly July 14 Bastille Day attack in Nice, France. The attack carried out by an Islamic extremist who drove a truck into crowds gathered for celebrations left 86 dead, many others injured. French authorities are still on high alert for terror activities after Nice, plus last year's attacks in Paris by assailants with links to the Islamic State militants. Those attacks left 130 people dead. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry spoke to the United Nations Security Council about North Korea's nuclear and ballistic missile agenda. This comes as the Council approved a resolution urging quick global implementation of a treaty that would ban nuclear weapons testing.
North Korea's latest nuclear test is a challenge to this Council's leadership. It is a challenge to the norm that I just articulated. It is a challenge and a direct threat to international stability and peace. It is a dangerous and reckless act of provocation, which we have to summon a determined and effective answer to.
Mr. Kerry said the universal adoption of the comprehensive test ban treaty would result in a safer, more secure, and more peaceful planet. U.S. and 18 other council members approved the resolution, with none opposed and Egypt abstaining. Meantime, North Korea's foreign minister, speaking to the U.N. General Assembly, repeated President Kim Jong-un's demand that the U.S. withdraw its military forces from neighboring South Korea. The police chief in the U.S. city of Charlotte, North Carolina, says the video police recorded during the fatal shooting of an African-American man will eventually be released. Meantime, the family of Keith Scott released cell phone video that Scott's wife recorded in the moments leading up to his death on Tuesday.
Did you shoot him? Did you shoot him? Did you shoot him? He better not be dead.
The cell phone video does not show whether Scott was brandishing a gun, as people have said, when he was being confronted by officers.
We know that we will win. We know that.
Hundreds of protesters took to the streets in Charlotte for a fourth night on Friday to protest the shooting. Protesters also took to the streets in other cities to show solidarity with the demonstrators in Charlotte. And in U.S. politics, Democratic Party presidential nominee Hillary Clinton and Republican candidate Donald Trump temporarily winding down their activities on the campaign trail in order to prepare for Monday's debate.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
VOA. VOA. All the hits and more, right here on VOA 1.
To make. I'm into you. Here's Ariana Grande today on VOA 1.
I'm so into you, I can barely breathe. And all I wanna do is to fall in deep. But close ain't close enough till we cross the line.
I never let it show. Now I just wanna know.
McDonald with a new one from Friendship and Emily Warren. That's called Capsize. Ariana Grande was in that set too, and she is finally giving details about a tour in support of her Dangerous Woman album. Thursday on The Tonight Show, Ariana revealed that the North American leg kicks off February 2nd in Phoenix, Arizona. Right now it ends April 15th in Orlando, Florida, and no other dates have yet appeared. I'm sure there'll be some international dates posted. You can see the itinerary on my Twitter page, Ray on the Hits. I have Ed Sheeran for you on the way. Just stay here on VOA 1.
Temperature, cause to me she's 0 degrees, she cold, overfreeze. I got that girl from overseas, now she's my Miss America, now can I be her soldier, please? I'm fighting for this girl on the battlefield of love. Don't it look like baby Cupid sending arrows from above? Don't you ever leave the side of me, and definitely not probably, and honestly I'm down like the economy, baby.
VOA1.
I'm sitting with an empty glass and a broken heart, thinking to myself, what have I done? 'Cause as my future got bright, we started losing light, and I couldn't see that you were the one. So can we push, 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 rewind? Go, go back in time, when we were kids licking bottles of wine. Take, take, take me back, I wanna go back, back to what we had. Cross your mind. I guess I just wanted you to know. Oh, from your ruby lips to your fingertips. I can't believe I let you go. So can we push, 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 rewind? Go, go back in time. When we were kids, drinking bottles of wine. Take, take, take me back. I wanna go back, back to what we had. Do you remember?
Late in the evening, lost on the side. I've been sad with you for most of the night. Ignoring everybody here, we wish they would disappear so maybe we could get down. Until then, we got nothing to say and nothing to know, but something to drink and maybe something to smoke. Let it go until our roads are changed, singing we found love in a local rave. No, I don't really know what I'm supposed to say, but I can just figure it out and hope and pray. I told her my name, I said it's nice to meet you. Then she handed me a bottle of water filled with tequila. I already know she's a keeper, just from this once more act of kindness. I'm in deep, if anybody finds out, I meant to drive home, but I took all of it now. No, so we're in up, we just sit on the couch. One thing led to another, now she's kissing my mouth.
I need you, darling, come on, set the tone. If you feel the falling, won't you let me know?
We'll be right back. feel it?
All the guys in here don't even wanna know. Can you feel it? All that I can hear is music coming by.
Can you feel it?
Is Ed Sheeran, whose interview got cut out of the new Beatles documentary, 8 days a week. The producers blame time constraints. Hey, thanks for joining me today on the hits, VOA 1.
We have a list of people that we would take. A bullet for them, a bullet for you, a bullet for everybody in this room. But they don't seem to see many bullets coming through. See many bullets coming through. Metaphorically, I'm the man. But literally, I don't know what I do. I'd live for you, and that's hard to do. Even harder to say when you know it's not true. Even harder to write when you know that tonight there were people back home which are talking to you, but then you ignore them still. All these questions, they're falling like, who would you live for? Who would you die for? And would you ever kill? Oh, I'm falling, so I'm taking my time on my ride. Oh, I'm falling, so I'm taking my time on my ride.
Don't feel the fall. body runs, you choose to stay.
Republic, whose fourth album, Oh My My, drops on October 7th. It's been 3 years since those guys gave us an album. Coming up, Selena Gomez, Coldplay, Beyonce, and more on VOA 1, The Hit.
knocking and keep knocking. Whether you Louboutin it up or Reebokin, you see the hate that they serving on a platter. So what we gon' have? Dessert
or disaster?
I never thought I'd be in love like this. I never thought I'd be in love like this. When I look at you, my mind goes on a trip. Then you came in and knocked me on my face. Feels like I'm in a race, but I already won first place. I never thought I'd fall for you as hard as I did. You got me thinking about our life, our house, and kids. Yeah, every morning I look at you and smile before you came around, and you knocked me down, knocked me down. Sometimes love.
The cheerleader of my dreams, it seemed to only date the head of football teams, and I was the class clown that always kept you laughing. We were never meant to be, baby, we just happened. So please don't mess up the trick. Hey, young world, I'm the new slick Rick. They say I move too quick, but we can't let this moment pass us. Let the hourglass pass right into ashes. Let the wind blow the ash right before my glasses. So I wrote this love letter right before my classes. I could have got someone that's only average for advice. OMG, you listen to that? Woe is me, baby, this is tragic. Cause we had it, we was magic. I was flying, now I'm crashing. This is bad, real bad, Michael Jackson. Now I'm mad, real mad, Joe Jackson. You should leave your boyfriend now, I'm a
Coldplay and Beyonce on the Hits, Hymn for the Week.
To lift me up.
From DJ Snake and Justin Bieber coming your way next hour here on the Hits VOA 1.
Sold out. Saw all of the saints. lock up the gates I could not answer. Walked into the flames, called out your name, but there was no answer. And now I know my heart is a ghost town. My heart is a ghost town.